WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A TID, or Tax Increment Financing District, is a form of economic development for cities. It sets a zone of taxable property to fund improvements. Then, as the value of properties grow, municipalities recoup that cost. A debate over affordable housing in one Wausau TID near Aspirus Hospital on Wausau's west side continued last week. The Wausau Economic Development Committee narrowly passed a measure that recommends extending TID 7 by a year. If approved by the City Council, the extension would free up nearly $2 million for affordable housing projects. Patrick Gatterman is Wausau's Economic Development Manager.
And ultimately, we have to adopt a resolution describing the use of these funds, and it's actually done by the first part of January.
Gatterman outlined three options for the TID. If they close the district, it would generate over $400,000 for the city's 2027 budget, which would save around four firefighter positions. Another option, outlined by Gatterman, would be to extend the district and free up the nearly $2 million for affordable housing, but leave a nearly $70,000 shortfall for the 2027 city budget. The committee ultimately went with a third option.
Option three would be to keep TID 7 open for the extension, both for affordable housing and to offer a one-time transfer of reserves for $355,158 for the operating budget, firefighters.
The extension narrowly passed with a 3-2 vote. The proposal now goes to the Finance Committee, then to the City Council. If the extension is approved, it would also leave less revenue available for the 2027 city budget. The Finance Committee is set to meet tomorrow at 5:15 p.m. in the City Council chambers. The City Council will meet immediately after the committee at 6:30 p.m. You may have noticed flags at half-staff over the weekend. Sunday was Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Melissa Kay has more.
Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids is one of only three in the state who continue the tradition. Post Commander Sean Plant.
It is a little bit of history and a little bit of celebration about the remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day.
On December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes destroyed or damaged 19 U.S. warships and 300 aircraft in less than 90 minutes, according to the National World War II Museum. More than 2,400 U.S. servicemen were killed, almost half from the USS Arizona. During last year's ceremony at VFW Post 2534, special guest Mike Gunner Pohl, a U.S. Coast Guard veteran with Fleet Reserve Association, Branch 238.
I am forever grateful to the men and women who now sleep in peace, that were attending MASH, playing catch on the pier, working on planes, whatever they were doing that Sunday morning at Pearl Harbor, and suddenly thrust into combat.
The number of survivors of those who served in Pearl Harbor during the attack are dwindling, as many are now in their 90s or 100s. In April of this year, one of the oldest known survivors, Vaughn P. Drake Jr., died at the age of 106. While veterans across the nation pause to remember and honor this day, the other two ceremonies on December 7th in Wisconsin include the Civil War Museum in Kenosha, presented by the Navy Club Ship 40, and the Milwaukee County War Memorial, presented by AM Vets in the Veterans Gallery. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
The FDA is recalling 1.5 million bags of shredded cheese. The manufacturer, Great Lakes Cheese Company in Ohio, had first said in October that metal fragments may be in the packages. The FDA has now elevated it to a Class 2 recall, which is where the product can, quote, cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences, end quote. The cheese was sold in 31 states, including Wisconsin and Puerto Rico, and at stores like Target, Walmart, and Aldi. Great Lakes Cheese Company makes cheese under a variety of labels, including Great Value, Good and Gather, and many more. You'll want to check the FDA's website for the full list of recalled cheese. If you have any of the recalled cheese, throw them away or bring it back to the store for a refund. Wausau is accepting applications for a new transit director. Former Transit Director Aaron Hersey announced his resignation in August. His departure came after less than 2 years on the job. According to reporting from the Wausau Pilot and Review, Hersey did not provide a reason for leaving in his resignation letter, and he officially left the position in September. According to the job posting released last week, the purpose of the position is to oversee Metroride, Wausau's bus system. The city will be accepting applications until December 28th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking community input on updates to the state's turkey management plan. According to a press release, the current turkey management plan was adopted in 2015 and is due for revision. The new plan will guide the state's management of turkeys for the next 10 years and includes input from various tribal agencies, hunting organizations, and conservation partners. The DNR will accept public comments through their turkey management webpage until next Thursday. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and then my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered snow showers today. Our high right around 18 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow. We may get an inch or two by the time everything winds down. And then tomorrow, more light snow with around an inch, maybe a little more, especially north. Our high tomorrow, 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.